Hi, everyone. Thanks for attending our weekly support group for single parents. I see we have some new members. Let's introduce ourselves. I'm Diane. I raised 3 kids all by myself, and now they're all normal, well-adjusted adults.
Hi, I'm Melissa. I have an 11-month-old at home. Her name is Emma. She's a cutie, but we go through a lot of diapers.
What's a diaper?
Hey, I'm Stephanie. I have 4 kids all in middle school. 5th grade, 6th, 7th, and 8th. Every day is a crazy marathon, getting the kids to practice or the orthodontist, and it all costs money. I'm about to buy stock in Axe body spray.
Well, we're here for you, Stephanie. And I see we have one more participant. Who are you?
I'm called Great Prince of the Forest. You can call me Prince. I'm a 12-point white-tailed buck raising 1 fawn on my own. His name is Bambi.
Oh, I bet he's so cute. Do you have any pictures on your phone?
I don't have any hands, Melissa. Bambi is a handsome yearling, but oh, the mood swings, am I right?
Oh, yeah. I remember when James was 13, slamming doors, talking back, and those eye rolls.
The other day, Bambi stomped his hooves and snorted that he wanted his mother. I don't know how many times I've had to tell him, Bambi, your mother can't be with you.
Normal for the age. Mine are the same way.
So, what are some of our other problems?
Oh, well, little Emma, she loves to play on the playground in the park, but she never wants to keep her mittens on. Her little hands are just like ice.
You allow offspring to play in an open field? In November? What kind of a mother are you?
Hold on now, Prince. This is a judgment-free zone.
Yes, that was a little harsh, Prince.
It's just the field is where man will see us. Man and his thunder.
Oh, don't get me started on men. They make thunder, all right, but then they're done faster than lightning.
It's necessary to be fast to avoid danger.
Now, we don't need to reinforce gender stereotypes in here. Obviously, Prince is a real stand-up dad, doing the best he can for little bimbo.
Bambi. His name is Bambi.
Okay, can I get honest? Sometimes I'm just so stressed out. I don't know how to do everything at work, at home, as a mom, and I know my daughter feels that stress, and I hate it.
I feel stress, too. Most fawns don't survive, but the ones who do will remember our lessons. Find sanctuary, follow the river to the winter feeding grounds, avoid being dismembered by wolves. Then, perhaps only then, they will appreciate our sacrifices in helping them. Man approaches! Run!
He left so soon. I guess it shows when you become a single parent, bucks just fly out the door.
Oh, the Great Northern Radio Players.